Assist client to manage spending plan and close gaps. Part of the work of a financial counselor will be to educate clients to manage their budget and close gaps. When working with clients who need to decrease expenses, educate them about various strategies, from simple adjustments to significant lifestyle changes, so they can tailor recommendations to their individual needs. While decreasing expenses typically yields faster results for clients, it is also important to be familiar with approaches for increasing income that could be discussed with clients. Remind clients that combining multiple strategies often works best. Small improvements in both income and expense can add up to significant positive changes in the overall budget. Help clients focus on changes they can maintain long-term rather than unsustainable quick fixes. Brainstorm client strategies for increasing income. A financial counselor should brainstorm with the client to explore legitimate ways to increase income while avoiding risky schemes. Here is a list of ideas. Rather than immediately suggesting a second job, which can be difficult to sustain and may interfere with family and social time or benefits eligibility, explore whether their primary employment offers growth potential. Discuss requesting a raise, especially if they have been with their employer for over 6 months, taken on additional responsibilities, or improved their skills. Research industry salary standards and document specific achievements and contributions before meeting with management. Timing a request after completing a successful project or during an annual review can increase the chances of success. Take additional hours. If paid hourly or eligible for overtime, communicate with managers about availability for extra shifts or holiday coverage when pay rates might be higher. Consider cross-training in different departments to qualify for more opportunities within the same company. Find a side job. Get to know the clients personally to discover hidden opportunities. They might have hobbies or skills that could generate income, items to sell, or space to rent. These conversations often reveal overlooked possibilities. Look for flexible gig work that complements the client's schedule and leverages existing skills or assets they already have. Consider seasonal opportunities that offer higher pay during peak periods but do not require year-round commitment. Develop a new skill. Invest in certifications or training programs that have direct connections to higher-paying positions in the client's field. Take advantage of employer tuition reimbursement programs or free online courses that can qualify them for promotion or specialized roles. Review payroll deductions. They might be overwithholding or paying for unused optional benefits. Payroll deductions could be a way to help clients save money. Additionally, restructuring how much is withheld could potentially enable clients to take home more. Set calendar reminders to review benefits packages annually, as they might be missing out on employer matching contributions or tax advantages. Ensure clients are receiving all benefits they are entitled to. This includes assistance programs, enforcement of child support payments, and optimal timing for Social Security benefits for those nearing retirement age. Brainstorm client strategies for decreasing expenses. When brainstorming ways to adjust spending with a client, consider revisiting their complete expense tracking. This awareness often naturally helps identify potential areas for change. Focus on exploring options that maintain the client's priorities and lifestyle preferences. For instance, some people find that small daily purchases add up significantly over time, like a daily $5 coffee shop visit potentially representing around $1,800 annually. What is most important is helping clients make informed choices based on their values and goals. Encourage daily habits as they can yield meaningful savings. Talk about how creating shopping lists and meal plans may help reduce food waste and impulse purchases. Brainstorm about less expensive alternatives for activities, like finding free community events for entertainment. Here is a list of additional ideas to decrease expenses. Rethink subscription services. Review all recurring monthly subscriptions, like streaming platforms, apps, and services. Consider consolidating similar services. Review bank and credit card statements for auto-renewal subscriptions. Set a quarterly reminder to review all statements, specifically looking for small recurring charges that may have been forgotten. Many subscription services count on people forgetting about them after the free trial period ends. Identify and close redundant bank accounts to avoid unnecessary fees. Consolidate multiple checking or savings accounts to reach minimum balance requirements that waive monthly fees. Simplifying banking may also make it easier to track money and reduce the risk of overdraft fees from forgotten accounts. Find a lower-cost phone, internet, and slash or cable plan. Call current providers and ask about available promotions or loyalty discounts. Consider prepaid plans, family plans, or bundling services for additional savings, and be prepared to switch providers if they will not match competitors' offers. Prioritize goals, example postponing vacations, reducing dining out. Use a values-based approach to rank short-term, within 1 year, and long-term, 1 to 5 years or more financial goals in order of importance. Be willing to temporarily sacrifice wants of lower priority to accelerate progress toward the most meaningful objectives. Make intentional spending choices aligned with priorities. Before any significant purchase, pause and ask, does this expense move me toward or away from my most important goals? Create a 24-hour waiting period for any non-essential purchase over a certain dollar amount. This strategy might help clients tempted by online shopping ads that lead to impulse purchases of any dollar amount. Set up budget billing with utility companies to avoid seasonal spikes. Reduce energy usage. Install programmable thermostats, LED light bulbs, and low-flow shower heads to cut utility costs. Unplug electronics when not in use and run major appliances like laundry and dishwasher during off-peak hours when electricity rates may be lower. Distinguish between needs and wants. Create a clear list separating essential expenses, housing, utilities, basic groceries from discretionary spending. Consider asking, will this purchase matter to me in 30 days? Which may change from month to month, so revisit it. Remember that some wants are important for maintaining motivation and life satisfaction. The goal is not to eliminate all non-essential spending, but to find a sustainable balance. Changing timing of income or expenses. Educate the client to understand that synchronizing when money comes in and when bills are due can significantly improve their cash flow management. While they likely cannot change their payday, some creditors and service providers will adjust bill due dates upon request. This timing adjustment does not reduce the amount owed but can prevent late fees and overdrafts by aligning expenses with income. When counseling clients who struggle with timing mismatches, suggest building a financial buffer. This is not their emergency fund, but rather a one-month cushion that separates bill payment timing from paycheck arrival. This buffer provides flexibility in when bills can be paid and alleviates payment pressure. Implementing this strategy offers a practical approach to managing due dates in relation to pay schedules, ensuring money is not immediately flowing out as soon as it comes in. This could help reduce some anxiety and gradually move clients away from paycheck to paycheck living.